What defines our moral character? It's certain that we can point to various scientific studies and different personality tests and say that, sure, a piece of our character, a piece of our temperament and disposition in life comes from birth. But spiritually, if you look at our tradition, there's an argument that there is a separate layer that says that throughout our lifetime, it's our individual responsibility to shape our character. And that's done through a series of choices. And that's exactly what we see in our parasha this morning. In Re'eh, we see the famous line, "See, behold, I set before you blessing and curse." And if you look at those words, blessing and curse, you might think to yourself, okay, set before us is a specific blessing and a specific curse, and it's my responsibility in life to find that particular blessing and avoid that curse, and my life is set. But Nachmanides, 13th century commentator, says no. It can't be that easy. It can't be just choosing one blessing and avoiding one curse and your moral character is set. Rather, he says, what the parasha is alluding to is a path. In life, there's a path of blessing and there's a path of curse. And what we are meant to do in our lifetime is make hundreds of thousands of choices, perhaps every single day. And in each of those choices, that's when our moral fortitude is established. It can't just be one great act that we've done in our lifetime. It's engaging in small acts every single day that allows our feet to step on that path of righteousness. Interestingly enough, it's Maimonides that points to that commentary and says, well, that's tshuva. That's repentance. That's the entire theme of the High Holy Days wrapped in one pasuk, in one verse. That if we're cognizant, if we're aware on a daily basis that the choices we make will affect our character, will change our nature, then choosing a path of blessing is no longer a one-time occurrence, but it's a lifetime. It's a journey in meeting God. There's a story in the Midrash that speaks to this theme. Adam's in the Garden of Eden, and he's actually complaining to God. He's upset not that he's banished from the Garden of Eden, but what he's afraid of is that all human beings will blame him for their mortality. He's afraid of his reputation. He thinks that other people will look to him and say, "You're responsible for my character development. It's your sin that caused me to have a bad reputation in God's eyes." And so Adam literally says to God, "What is it? Why are you punishing me? And why are you making me the sinner in the eyes of the people?" And God replies, "Adam, it has nothing to do with you. From this day forward, each and every person in this world is responsible for the accounting of their own lives. Each person is meant to write their own book of life." And what I take from that is that God is saying to Adam, to the first human being, that each one of us is responsible for the molding of our own soul. And Maimonides calls that three steps of tshuva. When we're faced with some kind of mistake, some kind of sin, the first step in molding our character is to have some kind of regret, to say to ourselves, "I didn't mean to do that." And then the second step in molding our character, in molding our souls, that step is repentance. It's a repentance that's wrapped up in rejection. That when that sin comes up again, because we know it will, how many times have we done a mistake and we've said, uh-oh, here I go again. It's the same mistake over and over again, and I know that I meant to do the right thing, but I just couldn't. But if we reject it a second time, that's the second step in molding our souls. But the third in really understanding how to build a moral character is resolution. Resolving that from this day forward, I will make the choice to repair my soul. Hashiveinu Adonai, God, let us look inward as today we mark the blessing of the new moon, the blessing of the new month of Elul, our season of repentance. May we understand that we are responsible for the shaping of our own souls. And with each step we take, with each choice we make, may we return to you, God, and may we return to our better selves. Amen.